Nobody cares for you like family. Family Heating
and Air. When you call to have your home or business's heating and air serviced, what do you expect from them? A salesman in a colorful truck? Or do you expect a highly trained expert with your best intentions in mind? The answer is obvious. Call the company that treats you like family. My name's Malia, and I look forward to answering your call.
Family Heating and Air Conditioning is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Nobody cares for you like family. Family Heating and Air.
Right now, we're following the news that was breaking overnight, a bridge collapse in Baltimore. This is not a small tale. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. The Key Bridge, which when you hear that term, you associate it with D.C. and its connection. It's connecting across the Potomac to Virginia. This is Baltimore. This is on 695. It was hit by a cargo ship. There's actually video of this crashing into the Patapsco River. There were 20 vehicles believed to be on the bridge at the time of the collapse, including one semi. So traffic is being detoured everywhere, but that's not our concern. Our concern is a series of things, including who is still in the water, who has been recovered, is anybody dead? When you have 20 cars, you have at least 20 people that are impacted. And then, because we live in the world of today, one of the only questions that could be asked, was it an accident or was it something else? That's too early to determine. This bridge, if you have been somebody who has traversed done the travel from D.C. to, let's say, New York, that whole Acela line, as they call it, named after the Amtrak train, you probably did not take this bridge. You were a little more north. You were crossing that Northwest Harbor area, staying on 95. This was further to the south. So no, this wasn't something that a great majority of people would have taken if they'd ever done that traveling. That doesn't mean it isn't a used bridge and a busy bridge, and even at that hour. So this is all breaking right now, every bit of this story. And yes, I will get the video. So Carl can put it up. There's a cam. There's video of the bridge getting hit. When you watch the video, you will see the cargo ship, the lights go off. Question of whether or not it lost power, and then it recovers, whether or not it was an accident. There's smoke that comes off the actual cargo ship at a certain time and then comes back on. It happens again. A second time. So there are a series of questions here. And this ship, very large cargo ship, hit directly into one of the piers, and the entire it looks like something that it doesn't look real. And there's oftentimes that we are wholly desensitized to these things. It's very real and it's completely frightening. So the questions about how this occurred, well, I'm not the only person with these questions. You're going to have them as well the minute you see it. Don't have an answer yet. When we do, I'll bring it to you. It will become the news of the day. This is just what's happening. No way to wake up on a Tuesday morning. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
This is so infuriating, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I care what the process is that these judges are arriving at. Whatever it is, it's flawed. I can tell you that much. I mean, David put it well. This is a different process for this person. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice. He has a private plane. He has private clubs that he lives in. You know, apparently, you know, he basically fashioned himself his own private militia to try to take over the Capitol. You know, now he's getting his own private system of justice. This is an absolute travesty. It would not happen for anybody else. Anybody else, it would be like, sorry, buddy, you lost. Pay up. For him, he gets his own set of rules.
Nobody else would be told to put up a $474 million bond. You like Trump or don't like Trump? I honestly, I sleep fine either way. Nobody else would be asked to put up a bond that insane for something that where there is no victim. There's not even a crime. Never mind, there's no victim. There was no harm done. But that's not the part that MSNBC cares about. And I'm utilizing less and less stuff from MSNBC. Who cares? Although, to hear them angry that Rona McDaniel was hired, well, Ronna McDaniel, I should say her name properly, that Ronna McDaniel was hired. The outrage from the NBC folk that Ronna McDaniel was hired by them. Oh, that's precious. No outrage when Jen Psaki was hired. No outrage when George Stephanopoulos was hired. Well, they didn't participate in covering up January 6th. Jen Psaki covered up the fact that her boss, the president, is mentally deficient, and Lord only knows what George Stephanopoulos really covered up from the sexual abuser, Bill Clinton. But sure, they're angels. Gotcha. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. Oh, holy heck. The bond for Trump was lowered to $175 million from $454 million. Sorry, I said $464. My mistake. So $454 million gets lowered to $175 that he can put up within 10 days. Yesterday was the deadline. Put up the money, or the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, who ran for office on going after a citizen, she would start taking properties. And the left was thrilled about this, overjoyed about this, and now they're apoplectic. They're apoplectic that Trump might actually be able to come up with the money and therefore won't lose his stuff. Because, of course, what they desperately want is for him to lose his stuff. These are not good people. These are not decent people. These are people very desperate to cause as much pain and as much anguish as humanly possible. As a matter of fact, you and I both know that when they can cause the pain, when they can cause the anguish, that's kind of like their fetish. You know that, right?
Yes! 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 Yes!
Like, that's their thing. They want to see the crane go up and take the word Trump off of Trump Tower in New York, and then all of them are going to collectively have a cigarette and go, oh, that's the stuff. Oh, my sweet spot has been so taken care of. They're overjoyed! These are not people who believe in some practice of law or application of justice. They're revenge people. And they have never made it so incredibly clear. Just like the Biden administration has never made it more incredibly clear to tell Israel you are on your own. And I say very, very sadly, that the vindication I now get does not give me joy. I was asked when I was there, does the United States have our back? And I said, you're asking the wrong question. The Biden administration does not. No, absolutely not. And you're out of your head for thinking that they do. Well, he sent the aircraft carriers and may have kept Hezbollah at bay. Listen to me, boo-boo. The administration does not have your back. They do not have the back of free and thinking people. They do not have the back of democracies. If you want to hear how little the quote-unquote decent left cares about free speech and cares about fighting the good fight, I will point you to Indiana University. Wait till you hear that story about a speech that was canceled tonight. How little was done to stand up to the bullies and what they're doing instead at the Hillel down there, the Jewish center there at IU. It's time that Pam Whitten was asked some hard questions like, hey, what kind of campus are you running here? Now, I have got all sorts of insight into this and people saying that maybe the event was put on poorly and maybe this and that. I'll get to that coming up. But the United States, in front of the United Nations, if we want to discuss where this administration is, they abstained on a resolution that demanded a ceasefire in Gaza during Ramadan. The UN Security Council demanded a ceasefire. Of course, there will be no ceasefire. There will be no opportunity for Hamas to rearm and re-up. Israel has stated as clear as day, agree or disagree, that's totally up to you. They are going into Rafah. They are finishing these battalions. They are going to do everything they can to destroy Hamas. That's it. Hamas, October 7th, murdered 1,200, 1,300 Israelis and others, took women and children hostage. They burned babies alive. And Israel said, we've had enough. The only thing stunning and amazing here is that Israel is not bowing to world opinion and world pressure. The same world pressure that comes from Canada and others where they say we clearly don't want Israel to exist. I mean, that's what they're saying. That's the action that they're taking. This push for a ceasefire is to get Israel to stop while Gaza, by the way, well, I should say Hamas in Gaza. If you take a look at the maps of bombings that have taken place in just the last 24 hours, 48 hours, more than they've done in the last month. So while at the UN, they scream and cry about dead children, which is people are dying. Of course they are. It's a war. Hamas started it. They picked the battle, they picked the battlefield, and now the people are upset that there's a war. Be upset, but be upset with Hamas for starting this whole thing. I mean, get a little focus in your life. The UN pushes for a ceasefire, and I could show you on Thursday and of last week all of the bombings that have taken place. I could show you, as of yesterday, all of the areas that have taken some kind of attack in what they call the Gaza envelope. The U.S. abstains from the vote. They didn't vote no. They didn't vote to show that they're on the side of Israel in a fight against terrorism that is coming for us and the free and thinking world. They abstained. The Israelis canceled meetings throughout Washington that they had set up. And so, for some reason, John Kirby, the national security coordinator, spokesperson, he's very confused by all this.
What is the president's reaction to the decision by Netanyahu not to send an Israeli delegation this week?
I got to tell you, Steve, we're kind of perplexed by this. A couple of points that need to be stated and, in fact, restated. Number one, it's a non-binding resolution, so there's no impact at all on Israel and Israel's ability to continue to go after Hamas.
The impact is you thought you had a friend and you don't. You thought you had somebody who was committed to taking out terrorists, and you don't. You thought you had a United States that actually was standing for something, but you don't. Non-binding. The resolution has impact. And Israel is 100% with the Biden administration on their own.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Report that Vegas is exactly as you left it, but now with 30% more skank. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be back. Good time. A lot of content coming back from the Cigar Trade Show out there, including an interesting look at economics and how these manufacturers see it and the levels of international trade and the problems with foreign policy and how this is affecting the industry. All of that I'll get to in the days and weeks ahead. I think the important thing to remember is that a large coffee was $7. I have no idea how anybody affords anything. I have had to start a fifth radio show in order to pay the credit card bill from this trip. And I know I only have three, so that means two more. That means two more shows to create. It's nutty. When I do the dinner, right, and it's me and it's Fingers Malloy and it's our digital director, Sarah, all right, we're like, I know what I'm paying there. When the bill is $350, I'm like, okay, this is exactly what I was expecting. I knew that. And for the record, the prime rib at Hugo Cellar on Fremont Street is exceptional, and the experience is great. Just get a table and not a booth. The booths are way too small. I'm not saying that because I'm a man of size, Matt Bear, of strength, of vigor. I'm saying it because... I'm a big guy. All right, so don't get a booth. And number two, at the Cromwell, which is there on the Strip, it's a smaller hotel and casino. It's a 21 and over hotel and casino. No kids, which... Also, the bringing of kids to Vegas thing, I don't understand it. I'm not here to tell people how to live. At the Cromwell, there is a restaurant, Giada Laurentiis, from Food Network. Giada is a brilliant restaurant, brilliant place to go eat and worth the money. Not even a question. Brilliant. But I'm ready for that. I have no problem with it. The $7 for coffee is from now on, if I go to Vegas for any conference, I bring a single system Keurig. I pack it in the luggage because it would be more affordable. Crazy. Every little thing. Crazy, crazy money. Did I mention crazy? Surreal. But an excellent trip. The videos are coming. I will share more about it, as I said, in the days ahead. It's good to be home. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Love that word. So great. Such a great word of resembling or produced by apoplexy. Maybe we have to look up apoplexy. Maybe that's Maybe that's the way to get the proper definition. Sudden impairment of neurological function, especially that resulting from a cerebral hemorrhage or a stroke. A fit of extreme anger or rage. That's where it fits. That's where the political left was when they learned that Ronna McDaniel, former chair of the Republican National Committee, was hired by NBC. Admittedly, I looked at that and I said, oh, holy hell. Tony Katz, did I say hello? 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. Why would you hire Ronna McDaniel? What is the argument here? What is she good? What is she going to provide? What is the win here? She's going to give you commentary that's unique. But all right, you hire what? You hired you hired Jen Psaki. You hired George Stephanopoulos. These were political operatives who you plucked right out of the White House and you put in major positions and told us, oh, look, they're news people. And as you can expect, Ronna McDaniel was welcomed with open arms.
So I leave it to y'all. What do you think?
Look, I think she's a shapeshifter, and she says and does what's convenient for her to say and do when it's convenient. She's from Michigan, where the name Romney, which is her name, she used to use. When she was in Michigan, she was a Romney. When she became the RNC chair, and it was under Trump, who did not like Romney, she took out the name Romney. When it was convenient for her to amplify the things that Donald Trump was saying, to amplify the conspiracy theories, to gaslight journalists, to malign journalists, she did that.
No, she wasn't talking about Jen Psaki, who would not talk about Joe Biden's clear mental issues, talking about Ronna McDaniel. The news went crazy. They lost their minds. The people at MSNBC, I mean, listen.
It's my understanding that MSNBC's leadership did not object to Ronna McDaniel being hired by NBC News when the matter first arose. But when the hiring was announced, an MSNBC staff essentially unanimously and instantly expressed outrage. Our leadership at MSNBC heard us, understood, and adjusted course. We were told this weekend in clear terms, Ronna McDaniel will not be on our air. Ronna McDaniel will not be on MSNBC.
It's inexplicable, I tell you. And we don't want to have to talk to her. She scares us. I think the story here is just how worthless television news has become. And certainly, the idea that you could take Psaki out of the White House, the former White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, out of the White House, give her a show on MSNBC and highlight her, and that's fine, shows just how little they care about any level of dissenting opinion. It's not interesting to them. It's not valuable to them. If we are going to say we don't want these people, because, well, what news do they actually, what would they provide us in terms of any level of commentary? I think that's a good question. I'm not so sure she provides any. But Jen Psaki does and she doesn't? Okay, now we're not even pretending to care about a standard. That's the story. It's about the idea of a standard. And certainly, it's about an idea of look what they will do to keep some voices off the air. And look what they will do to allow other voices on. Look how they'll turn the other way. Look how they'll maneuver. That whole conversation with George Stephanopoulos and Representative Nancy Mace. You were raped, Nancy Mace. Why would you support Trump? In any other context, George Stephanopoulos would have at least been suspended. But since he, a progressive darling, did that to a Republican woman, all is well. And Republican women did nothing. You know how I know this? Because I didn't see any reporting of 5,000, 10,000 Republican women showing up at ABC's offices demanding Stephanopoulos be fired and actually pushing through the door. You see, when the so-called kind and decent trans community wants you to stop talking about how it's abuse of children, they will literally try to break into buildings to get you to stop. Have we learned nothing? You do nothing, and then you're amazed why they say, see, this is why we can get away with anything. The people down at IU, specifically the Hillel and the Jews and the alumni, they may want to learn this quick. I will get into that story coming up. Right now, we're keeping our eye on this crash that took place of this cargo ship into a bridge outside of Baltimore that caused the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This is in Baltimore, across the, not the harbor there, but I guess you could call it the harbor, across the Patapsco River. The video, which we have at WIBC.com, shows a cargo ship where the power goes out on the ship, comes back on, goes back off again. You could see smoke coming off the back of the ship. It hit one of the piers. And the entire span of the bridge, which is not a small bridge, collapses. Cars were on the bridge at that time, at least 20 of them. At least 20 vehicles. I am getting from some sources that I have that the fire chief of Baltimore County, James Wallace, stating, quote, there is absolutely no indication this is terrorism. I'm going to wait for an investigation to go forward. Cargo ship hits the one of the pilings that keeps the bridge up. I have questions, certainly about the intensity of the hit that could take the whole bridge down. This is all taking place in the early morning hours, approximately 1:20 a.m. Eastern time. We're going to keep our eyes on it. This is one of the major stories that's out there. We'll bring you the latest as we learn about it.